Track 4. The Pavilion Lakeside Cafe. This is one of my favourite places to sit and watch all the different kinds of people who come to Victoria Park. Why not get a drink and find somewhere comfortable to sit before you listen to the rest of this track?
Rob Green, one of the owners of the Pavilion Cafe.
Both me and Brett, my business partner, we opened the Pavilion Cafe in late 2004 with the hope of turning it into a little foodie heaven on the side of the lake. Victoria Park is obviously, it has changed immensely with a great deal of wealth coming into the community, but we get actors, we get writers, musicians, old ladies with their dogs, young couples, young families. So it's a great mix, really. It's all about the mix. It's all about the environment and the energy of the people. And it's about serving them and enjoying their company as much as they enjoy our company.
Jean Rudling.
And that was only like a little shed where they got the cafe over there now, the pavilion. It was very, very different then. It was just nice to meet different nationalities that people came there, you know, that moved into the area naturally. Not as many as now, but I mean, quite a few come into the area. That was all a mixture, which is what East London is known for, more or less, the different nationalities, you know, in all through the years.
This ornamental lake was formed out of old gravel diggings when the park was first created. There used to be a Chinese pagoda on one of the islands, bought from the Chinese exhibition at Hyde Park in the 1840s. It was painted red, blue and gold and was much loved by children until it was demolished in 1956. In 2010, plans were made to rebuild it in time for the London Olympics. From 1900, a large steam launch took trips around the lake and rowing boats could be hired. In 1992, a new, more powerful fountain was installed with a 35-foot high jet to go with the new Lakeside Tea Pavilion.
My name is Said Habib. I'm a community park ranger.
I'm Rosina Kelland, community park ranger.
You know, when you sit at the front, there is a fountain, lake, wildfowls.
Jean Rudling.
Well, in the winter, I don't know what year it was, probably about 60-something, in the 60s, the pond was frozen. It was all frozen over there because the poor little ducks, as they landed, they just swam across or slid across. They thought that was marvellous.
You can see the fishermen's always fishing there.
Terry Willetts.
Yeah, sort of winter time, sometimes I suppose there was fishing to do. Sometimes you shouldn't have been fishing, but, you know, you got the bailiff come along and, you know, and then used to be over the fence and over them, but it was them sort of times, you know.
Henry John Bradley.
There's some big fish in here, you know. Great big and big carp. Getting me like that. If you come over in the summer when it's a very hot day and you walk around there, most around there, you see them rolling over in the water. See, trying to get the insects off them, parasites, trying to shake them off. See, there was this lake here and we used to get to have rowing boats on it, wooden boats. See. Well, I remember the bloke shouting out, come in number three, your time's up, and all that, you know.
Had a big steamer on it, if anyone knows. He used to go put, you know, say 20, 30 people or whatever it was, and that used to go around the lake. You know, like a sort of big African queen boat. But he used to go around and come in, you know. When it was your time to come in on the rowing boats or the motor boats, paddle boats, whatever you had, they used to put your name up on a square bit of artboard on the side of the, you know, the place where you took the boat out and you saw a number 8, I've got to go now. Sometimes people came in, sometimes they didn't.
Hilda Slee.
My brother taught me how to row there when I was quite young. A child.
Over there used to be a Chinese pagoda. Well, it's like a tall building going to a point, and there's these sort of curved piece coming out the side, like you see in China itself. And that was on a sort of, I think it was on that island across there. You couldn't get to it, only by boat.
It's a nice place to have a cafe in here, actually. It's fantastic. People come here for their breakfast, but they go round the park. They look round the park.